I shall lift a voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Tonight, I want to pray with you concerning the story of Esther. Amen. Oh, amen. I want us to pray some few things for the life and experience of that wonderful Jewish young lady by name Esther. Tell somebody about you, do not despise small beginnings. Zechariah 4 verse 10. Tell somebody about you, do not look down on small beginnings. Do not look down on little beginnings or small beginnings, because there is nothing big that starts big. Any great destiny started out small. Any great thing that we see started out smaller than we see it. Even our dear Master and Lord Jesus, as great as he became all over the world, was still born in a manger, still started from a humble beginning. So if you are seated here and you feel small, if you are seated here and you feel the year has started in a small way, if you feel that the year has started in a little way, if you feel that your level is small, then tonight the grace that lifted up Esther from smallness to greatness, may that grace locate you. If your amen is loud tonight, you will go with a testimony. May that grace that distinguished Esther, may that grace find you. Zechariah 4 verse 10, it said, for who has despised the day of small things? Who has despised the days of little things? It is a mistake to look down on small beginnings. It's a mistake. Because you'll be taken by surprise. You'll be taken by a shock if you look down on small things and on small beginnings. So everything small in your hands is receiving the grace to become great. Don't miss that prophecy. Everything small in your hands at this moment is receiving the grace to become great. The grace to become great. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Seven things that we see from the story of Esther that is worth praying for, that is worth laboring for tonight. Seven things. Number one is that Esther was a zealous believer. Esther was a zealous believer. And this year we are believing God that we will not serve God anyhow, but we will serve God diligently. That we will not follow after God in a lackadaisical manner, but we will follow after God with zeal and with passion, that will be committed and dedicated in whatever that we do for our Lord and our Master in this year. That our Christian life will take an upward movement, that will be zealously affected concerning the things of God, that the things of God will concern us, the things that affect God will affect us, the things that concerns God will concern us. And Esther was a young lady that was zealous for God, among other things. She knew God, She knew how to fast. She knew how to pray. She knew how to take a risk for God. The Bible says that she summoned the young women and then she told them, go, tell Mordecai to fast and pray with me. I and the young maidens with me are also going to fast and pray for 3 days. And I shall venture into the presence of the king, uninvited. And if I perish, I perish. Say zeal for the Lord. Or say zeal for the Lord. That if I perish, I perish for the Lord. She knew how to fast. She knew how to pray. This year, may your spiritual life take an upward movement. May you appreciate in your walk with God. I know for a while you have not prayed. For a while you have gone down. For a while you have gone weak. But like Esther, this year you will know how to pray. You will know how to fast. You will know how to maintain a consistent spiritual walk with God. And this year you will take a decision for the Lord. You will take a risk for the Lord. You will venture into the unknown for the Lord. If you are the one, clap your 2 hands and say, I am the one. Hallelujah. Now that was the first thing that we see about Esther, the zeal for the Lord. And we also are going to maintain that zeal for the Lord. Number two, Esther was disadvantaged right from the beginning. But God turned her disadvantage into her advantage. Esther, like many of us, was disadvantaged. She was born, and right after her birth, she lost her mother and her father. Say disadvantage. Everybody receives a support system when you are born. And your initial support system is your mother and your father. Who your mother and your father are determines the room you'll be born in, the hospital you'll be born in, whether you even drink cocoa soup or you will drink nan one. It's dependent on who your mother and who, oh, true or not true. So every human being, the first support system that God gives to your destiny to make you become what you must become in life is who your mother and who your father is. If your mother and your father are nobodies, it is very, very likely that you will experience nothing and you will struggle. But if your mother and your father are in the castle, then we can believe that there will be a silver spoon in your mouth right from there. But Esther, when she was born, lost her mother and lost her father. That means that she was at a disadvantage. Whereas others were starting with mothers and with fathers supporting their destiny and toiling for their destinies to find manifestation. She had no mother and she had no father. I prophesy over people here who feel that you have no body, who feel that you have no support system, who feel that life has positioned you in a disadvantaged level. I prophesy that 2025, the Lord is turning every disadvantage to an advantage. If your amen is loud, you are the one I came for. If your amen is loud, you are the one who will benefit tonight. Clap your 2 hands for the Lord. Are you getting what I'm saying at all? She was disadvantaged. She didn't have what others had. Maybe you are disadvantaged. You don't have the paper others have. You don't have the connection others have. You don't have the money others have. You don't even have the beauty others have. You don't have the protocol others have. But I declare that 2025, the altar will speak for you. You are not here. The altar of this house will speak for you. The altar in this house will speak for you. The altar in this church will speak for you. May the altar of this house become your support system. May the God of this house become your support system. May the altar in this house become your support system. Shout, I am supported by God. Clap your 2 hands together. Esther chapter 2 verse 7 told us that after this young girl was born, She lost her mother and she lost her father. Tonight we are going to pray. And we will pray that anywhere I am disadvantaged. Some of you, the mere fact that you were born in Ghana was a disadvantage. Oh, it is true. It is very, very true. For some of us, because of your destiny, because of something maybe God wants to do with you, you can be disadvantaged because you're an African. You can go for an interview and say, okay, this one is a black, so no. So it just your skin color can be a disadvantage. Just the country you were born in can be a disadvantage. Some of you are very good, but the mere factor that you are from that tribe that you are, you have been rejected in many places. That means that you have been disadvantaged as a result of something. But I stretch forth my prophetic hands that anybody here under the sound of my voice that has been positioned in a disadvantageous place, your disadvantage is turning into an advantage. It is turning into an advantage. It is turning into an advantage. Clap your two hands and say, it is turning. And you say, God, use the disadvantage of Esther to become her advantage. When you study the background of Mordecai, Mordecai was not a mere man. Mordecai was not a nobody in the Jewish society. Mordecai was a Sanhedrin. Everybody say Sanhedrin. A Sanhedrin are the rulers among the Jews. They are the kingmakers. They are those who have the say. They are those who know what and say what. They are those who make decisions. They are those who sit at the helm. That means they are the political powers. If you are summoned before the Sanhedrin, then it means that you are in trouble because you have been summoned before governors. If the mother and the father of Esther were alive, there was no way that she would have been adopted by a Sanhedrin. She would never have gotten the opportunity to become a daughter of a ruler. And it takes rulers to connect to rulership. Are you getting what I'm saying at all? Are you getting what I'm saying at all? Perhaps if Esther's mother and father had raised her, she would have ended up on the farm. She would have ended up feeding donkeys and feeding horses because that is what they do as their job. But because she lost a mother and a father that were supposedly a disadvantage, she got the opportunity to be raised by a kingmaker, by a lawmaker, by someone who belonged to the powerhouse. And so she had the opportunity to be connected to an opportunity that opened in the Flagstaff House. Are you getting what I'm saying? Bible says that every day when Mordecai wakes up, he goes to sit at the gate of the king because that's where he belongs, because he's a kingmaker. Before he even came to that kingdom, he understands power, and that is how come he heard the news that they are looking for a new queen. If he was in the farm, he wouldn't have heard the news. So if Esther's mother and father were to be alive, that advantage would have become a disadvantage as far as her destiny of rulership in Persia was concerned. Can I prophesy to certain people here? There may be something that people are mocking you about. There may be something in your life that may be a disadvantage. But with my eyes wide open, I prophesy that 2025, God will use that same thing as your advantage. God will use that same thing as your advantage. God will use that same thing as your advantage. Clap your hands and shout, I am the one. Shout, I am the one. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. Number two. Esther was unfortunate right from the start of her life. She was unfortunate. She was unfortunate. Right from the beginning, Esther was born into slavery. Everybody say slavery. To be born into slavery is an unfortunate issue. That means that you have been born to serve. You have been born to suffer. It was very unfortunate. It was very sad. It was something that nobody wished for. But by the time she entered her destiny, the Lord had turned her unfortunate situation into fortune. Tonight, I pray for 20 people here. That anything that seemed to be... Listen, today I didn't come for everybody. You have prayed, you have prophesied, you have taught. But tonight, I came to identify certain people who feel that, Pastor, because I'm a car, I am unfortunate. Because I am an airway, I am an unfortunate. Because of who gave birth to me, I have become unfortunate. Because I didn't go to secondary school, I have become unfortunate. Because I didn't get a first class, I have become unfortunate. I don't know who anybody here who feels like you know no one. And so you have been positioned in an unfortunate situation. I stretch forth my hands to that person and I declare, before 2025 will be over, your life will turn into fortunes. Your life will turn into fortunes. Your destiny will turn into fortunes. We cancel every unfortunate situation. Shout and clap your hands and say, I am the one. Into slavery, yet ended up as a ruler. Born poor, yet ended up as the queen of Persia. God turned her unfortunate situation into fortunes. And tonight, if you will believe my prophetic utterances, your destiny is being shifted from an unfortunate woman. It's like you never get something good. It's like you never get something good. Your peers, your neighbors, your friends, they always get something good. And it looks like by the time you get there, there are stories. The waters have been muddied. Anything you hold doesn't turn out well. That is an unfortunate experience. The usual statement you normally hear is that, oh, if you had come a little earlier. The usual thing they normally tell you that, oh, if you have married that brother, if you have not married that sister, if you have come a little earlier, if you had this certificate, it looks like always people make you feel that you are the unfortunate one among the others. But I declare over you, Rakatarabata, by the close of 2025, every unfortunate situation, it is turning into fortune. 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 Shout, I hear you.
I came to speak over somebody's life here. I didn't come to speak to everybody. I came to speak to that one person. That one person. Bible says that by a prophet he brought them out of Egypt. By my prophetic utterances tonight, 50 people here, 20 people here, every bad luck is turning into a good luck. It is turning into a good luck. It is turning into a good luck. It is turning into a good luck. Shall say my bad luck. Clap your hands and say my bad luck is turning into a good luck. Are you sitting down? Is that how to make declaration? Get up and clap your hands and say my bad luck. It is changing into a good luck. Say my unfortunate situation is turning into fortune. It is changing into fortune. Say I will end well. I will end well. I will end well. Clap your two hands if you believe it. How can a slave become a queen in the same place she was a slave? Her unfortunate situation is what God used to bring her into fortune, to bring her into relevance.
She started out as insignificant, nobody, but she ended up as a great significance in the Jewish, on the land of Persia. As a nobody, she started. Sit down. As a nobody, she started out. I came here tonight to speak to those who feel like they are nobodies. Some of you, your parents have defined and redefined. Your parents have stated it and re-verified that you are useless, that you are nobody, that among their children you are the useless one, that you are the insignificant one, that you are the one who don't deserve anything good. Perhaps because you were not good in class, perhaps because they have broken up with your father, or your father was the one that broke your heart, or perhaps because you are not the one that brings some money home and others have been dropping money home. But I came to speak to that person that feels useless. I came to speak to that person. The Bible says that he is the one that can pick you from the miry clay and it will set your feet upon the rock. I don't know anyone that it feels like your feet are planted in the clay. Do you know how it feels like for your feet to be in the clay? It's like there is no stability of your life. Can you imagine when you are walking in the clay, the number of times you will fall down, the number of times you will fall, the number of times you will slip? That was what David meant when he said, he picked me from the miry clay, from the place of no stability, from the place where I cannot achieve anything on my own, from the place where nothing I do stands, and he set my feet upon a rock. For upon the rock there is stability, there is strength, there is stability. Can I hear your loudest amen? Clap your hands and say 2025. I can't hear you. Say 2025. Say I will be significant. Say I will be important. Say I will be important to my family. Say I'll be important to this country. Say I'll be important to my husband and wife. Say I'll be important in my class. I'll be important in my church. I'll be important. Shout, I'll be important. Clap your two hands together. Born into a family of slavery, yet the Lord changed his situation into importance, into significance. Can you imagine that a whole feast was named after her? They called it the Feast of Esther. Like a whole festival was thrown for her. Called like the way we have Homowo festival. On the land of Persia up to today, they have a feast called the Feast of Esther. And nobody. The king gave a holiday. And the holiday was the holiday of Esther. Like the way we have Kwame Nkrumah Memorial Day. Like the way we have a day that we remember great, great men that passed through the land and achieved some success. But a slave girl rose from insignificance. And by the time she ended her life and her destiny, a holiday of a whole empire was named after her. A whole festival was named after her. Can I shock somebody here? Can I shock somebody here? Can I shock somebody here? The same place where they are calling you useless is the same place that they will start singing your song. It's the same place that they will start singing your name. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? The same office that they are threatening to sack you is the same place that the Lord shall exalt your name. Oh, are you hearing me? The same house that they call you useless, that same house, the Lord shall give you a name. I said the Lord shall give you a name. I said the Lord shall give you a name. You shall be wanted. You shall be searched after. You shall be searched after. You shall be wanted. Clap your hands and shout, I am the one.
That's in Esther 2 verse 18. Number 3. Esther was helped. Was a lady who was helped on every side. If Esther became Esther, it was a function of help. Everybody shout help. Oh, shout help. Are you here with me at all? Shout help. If Esther became Esther, the number one secret of Esther was that she was helped. She was helped on every side. Born, support system dies. Immediately, God connected her to the first help. And the first help was what? Mordecai, who had a political alliance and could connect her to her destiny. As if that was not enough. When she landed in the competition, she met the eunuch, a man who was a stranger she has never met before. And the Bible says that when the eunuch saw Esther, among the many women, the eunuch decided to help Esther. Say, I will be helped. Clap your hands and say, 2025. I will be helped. Say, I will be helped. On every side. Wherever I turn to, I will meet helpers. Wherever I turn to, people will want to help me. Say, I will be helped. Your life will be limited if you lack help. Oh, yes. How far would... Listen. Bible says that when Esther stepped there, give me the scripture. The Bible says that now everybody read with me. One, go. Verse 9. Now the young woman pleased him. He was a eunuch. He was a eunuch. So don't say that pleased him on Inuko Chimpra. He was a eunuch. He had no feelings. So there wasn't any sexual relation. He's like, help me finish my course. No. The man, without having any sexual attraction to Esther, still decided that I like Esther. Can I prophesy to some 20 men here? And some 20 women here? People are about to set eyes on you. And without you doing anything, they will be pleased with you. I said they will be pleased with you. They will like you. I feel we're in conformable powers him. I feel we're in conformable powers him. Now, I'm over power. Shout, I shall be helped. She obtained his favor. So he readily gave her beauty preparations. Besides her allowance. Besides what she was supposed to give to every woman, the man decided to give Esther something extra. It looks like Oye Bias. I am praying for somebody here that this year 2025, God will be biased because of you. I said, God will be biased because of you. Seven choice maid servants were provided to her. Only her. She got seven girls to serve her. To run errands for her. It was all not part of your preparation. And on top of it, and he moved her and her maid servants to the best place. Listen, the next time they share offices in your workplace, you will get the best place. Can I prophesy? I said the next time they are promoting people, you will be promoted to the best place. You will be moved to the best place. You will be promoted to the best place. You will be given the best portion. Whatever they share in your workplace, you will be given the best portion. Can I hear your loudest amen? I'll get the best. Say, I'll get the best. Say, I'll have the best. Say, 2025, I will receive the best. I will get the best. Why? Because a certain man decided to help me. So by the time others were sleeping in a mosquito-infested place, she had the best.
By the time others were trying to help themselves, 7 servants had been given to her. A slave. She had not yet seen the king, but already enjoying. Already enjoying royalty. And she went through that preparation for 1 year. And after the 1 year, when she stepped out of the place, in fact, when she was leaving, that's verse 15, when she was leaving to go and meet the king after 1 year of training to meet the king. Some of you, God is training you to meet your king. You didn't hear what I just said. You feel like 1 year is too much, but God is training you to meet your boss. God is training you to meet your helper. God is training you to meet the one who changed your destiny. God is training you for a certain job. God is training you for a certain office. You feel preparation is a wasted time, but preparation is not a wasted time. Waiting is not a wasted time. Shout, waiting is not a wasted time. Who goes to a pageant and has to wait for 1 year? But she waited for 1 year, being prepared. Hagar intentionally made other ladies went first. Obi called 2 weeks, Obi called 3 weeks, and Hagar hit Esther and prepared her. She said, "Esther, Pierna, na ni hunam, aye, naha 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 naha, nomi 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 nomi, koko 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 koko." She said, "Unyampo." Or in any porn, it's not. Say, "What a wow! 1 year of makeup." 1 year of beauty preparation. You didn't read the Bible. Or you thought they were pouring anointing oil alone. Beauty preparation, makeup. Makeup oils were applied. 1 year. That's that. Who never can humble your face? Who will be an unnim and unnounced and never? But the caca crapper and the bottom. Wait to me, we have saloon and wife. Oh, are you hearing what I'm saying? 2025. Your appearance itself is about to transform. Receive that grace. Clap your 2 hands. So listen to me. The way it looks like they are bouncing you, the way it looks like others have gone ahead of you, the way it looks like after you, God has kept you at the back. I announce to you, you are in your 1 year of training. You are in your school of training. You are in your school of preparation. Can I hear your amen? Kase nyami sie sie me. Owanta kase nyami o sie sie me. Kase enkechi e. Nyami sie sie me. Kase enkechi mami. Nyami sie sie me. Wamu mwezi kaino. Ma wanoko. Wamu mwezi kaino. Ma omonko. Esanse nyami sie sie me. Nyami sie sie me. God is preparing me. Let those who are taking the lead, let them get going. God is preparing me. Shout, God is preparing me. Am I talking to someone? I'm telling you. And when God is done with you, the job you are about to get, it will shake you. The man God will give you, you yourself, when you look at your face in the mirror and you look at the man looks more honorable than you. But because God has prepared you, receive that blessing. You will wonder, now, am I the same pastor? Am I the same person? Am I the same lady? Because you see, after the Lord has prepared you, Bible says in his time, he will do everything. Beautiful. Clap your children. Announce to somebody by you, my time is coming. And tell him, my time is here. Tell him, my time is here. After he died, helped him. And then he entered and secured the spot of the queen. Bible says that when she took the risk, in Esther chapter 5, verse 2, the Lord said that nobody sees the king. Unless the king has invited you. Nobody, no worker, no queen, nobody can see the king unless he has invited you. If you enter into the king's room or the king's palace, when he has not invited you to his palace, he can kill you, or you'll just be beheaded. That was the law in Persia. It's like the king doesn't stay with you, the queen. The queen, you are in a different place. So when he feels like he wants to see you today, that's when you are brought. After your use, you are left to go back. No disturbance, because he's governing the people. No nagging and crying, and babies crying around. Are you getting the whole thing? So, if in case you appear on your own and you meet him in an angry mood, guess what? Your head cut. So Esther told Mordecai, the king has not requested for me 3 months now, or 30 days now. He has not requested for me. 1 month. That means that the king is practicing self-control. Or the king has problems. The king is having administrative problems, so all his feelings have disappeared, though. So he has not called for me for 1 month. So how can I save us? Then Mordecai said, you have to do something. Because you are there, because then Esther said, okay, I'll take the risk. If I perish, I perish. Bible says that Esther should have died that day. But when she stepped there, the king decided to help Esther by lifting up his scepter. Now, in that place, when the king lifts up his scepter, what it means is that I have decided to spare you. May you live. That's the meaning. So if the king had put down the scepter, they would have arrested Esther and just slain her right there. Because she has broken a royal order or a royal law. But thank God for the help of the king. I pray that one of these days, it is your boss himself who will help you. You are not hearing what I'm saying. Some of you think your manager is wicked. You think your boss is wicked. You think they don't like you. But can I prophesy to you? I said 2025, that same wicked manager, he shall help you. He shall help you. He shall connect you. Shout your loudest amen. Clap your 2 hands together. Just because of health. And you too, you are going to enjoy health. Can I hear an amen? Say, I will enjoy health. Number 4, Esther possessed great wisdom that made her excel. Esther possessed great wisdom. Esther chapter 2, verse 15. When Esther was going to meet the king, if Esther were to be somebody, or they pray, 1 year, she will try to select what she thinks is good. But when she was going, she asked the advice of the old man, that what should I carry along? Then I'm sure that the old man will tell him, pick some lingerings. Oh yes. Pick some nice spray. The king likes this spray. The king likes this kind of lingering. Just select this kind. The king wants you to walk. When you are going, walk this way and walk that way, and make sure you talk like that. Tell somebody, listen to the advice of the experience. Listen to the advice. Now, if you are going to meet the king for sex, and somebody is advising you, what advice will he give you? Where Jalabia? He will tell you where. So why did I tell Ingrid you have made your face like that? It is the truth. When you read your Bible, you don't understand your Bible. Listen, what was happening there was a different ball game altogether. God was using something to save Israel in a different way. Have I shocked you? And next time when you go and read about Ruth. And when the Bible says that Ruth went to lay at the feet of Boaz, when you get the revelation, come and tell me. There are many things you don't know in the Bible. That's the beauty of the Old Testament, that even physical things and natural things were still used to push God's agenda. That's the beauty of the Old Testament. That just war, killing of people, we say is God's plan.
God said kill the people. Yes. Natural thing. It is not spiritual. But God says I am the one that is behind you. Are you getting me? So she was a wise person. I pray that this year, 2022, may wisdom be your portion. May wisdom be your portion. May wisdom be your portion. As far as your destiny is concerned, may you be wise. May you know what to do to get what you want. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Number 5, Esther discovered her potential early by the help of Mordecai. We are going to pray. Yame can say, Adiabakua, a dance where my Esther, yeah, Esther, they say, oh, who knew? And a chadia and a midimano in them. Mordecai, one man who said, what did you mean? Look at verse 7. Bible says that the gift that God gave Esther was not speaking in tongues, was not academic intelligence. The gift God gave her was not seeing in visions, was not singing and playing harp like David, was not a heart of service that we see a servant like Ruth, was not a Yasantua strength and heart like Deborah, but the gift that God gave Esther was the gift of physical beauty and attraction. When Esther appears, you watch her 3 times. Say it's a gift. You don't like my message. You don't. You feel like today I don't understand. Open your eyes and read the Bible. Bible says, and Mordecai was the legal guardian of his cousin Hadassah. That is Esther. Because she didn't have a father or mother. The young woman had a beautiful overwork. Over there, they were not looking for those who shed tongues. They were not looking for those who are like Deborah, who can pull a sword and lead men for war. They were not looking for people with intellectual ability. Over there, a queen that was beautiful had been kicked out of office. And the what they are looking for is not somebody that could speak good English, but somebody that looks beautiful, that looks attractive. That was the gift they were looking for. That was the gift. So even people who look beautiful is a gift they have. Just that they don't even know. That's why certain places you are rejected, they accept it. Haven't you noticed? They say no to you. When they arrive, they say yes to them. When they just see their face, a lion boss becomes humble. Have you noticed that thing? It is God that gave her that gift. Bible said that, and was extremely cannibal Bible. Eh? She was what? Extremely good looking. I don't know. It's a near honey cartons. I pray for 20 people here. May you discover your own gift. I said, may you discover your own gift. Namibo piano or mani bibia. Or the baby you have the boom. Namibo binyansa. Namibo bia wofe. Namibo bi. Ruth and worry Boaz because of the who we are seeing. When Boaz came, Boaz said, I've heard how you help you serve Naomi. Of course, Boaz is in a contact, Boaz Nancy. Humility. But you see,
over here in Persia, they are not looking for humility. The king said, I want a queen who looks beautiful so that I will flounce. Who will come and dance in front of the others. So that when she's dancing, I will feel big. You know that every man wants to show up when their wives are beautiful. Over there, it is not the duku and those things. God was looking for a spiritual person who was beautiful. Anointed and beautiful. And that's what I call unique selling proposition. Just a nipe biano, bibi wa hua, a enuna, a maketu. Ebi a wano kasa. Ebi a yadile biawo. Ebi a dimples bi. Ebi a yanansam biawinim. Obu a no one yafe. And so, oyobao, unimadia, to a director. Obenya kunupe. Now go in your kunu. Where in your papa? Because I know the marketing yet a brand and one and go all successful. I talking about the thing I'm born in training, I know I'm born again. Naba. It is Obama Waba or the bed. So when God created everybody, he gave you your name. This year 2025. May you not beat about the bush. May you know that thing God gave you and use it to your achievement. Use it to your betterment. Say, Father. Clap your two hands and say, Father, 2025, open my eyes to discover what you have given me for my breakthrough. Say, Father, 2025, open my eyes to discover what you have blessed me with in order to succeed in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands. Amen. I'm into me who me there. I'm into me who me there. Let me know mine. Mine may not be beauty, but I have something. Tell somebody you have something. If you leave that thing and you are trying to succeed like another person, you will suffer. Some of you are trying to succeed like your brother. You are trying to succeed. That is why, as a mother or a parent, don't expect that all your children will be good in one subject. They are meant to achieve different things in life. Let them discover their strength. Let them discover their strength. And as you are standing here this year, you will discover what you are good at. You will discover what you are good at. And when you pay attention to it, it will tell you like, see, that is why when they spent time and they enhanced Esther, when she came out, she was shining like her name. So that's how come they gave her the name. Esther was not her name. Hello? Esther was not her name. Her name was called Hadassah. Esther was not her name. When she appeared and she was shining like the sun, the king said, wow, you are shining like the sun. Then the king gave her a Persian name called Esther. And Esther means a star. A star. I declare that may you be a star. May you be a star in your company. May you be a star in your workplace. May you be a star in your family. May you be a star. Shall say, I'm a shining star. Are you copying somebody? Yours is different. Tell somebody, yours is different. Yours is different. Do what God made you to do. Focus on what God has asked you to do. And you will see that you will begin to shine like a star. You don't need to pull a sword. Esther saved the whole Israel without pulling a sword. But Deborah had to ride on horse. Deborah had to fight. Esther didn't need that one. All Esther needed was a catwalk. Her catwalk was doing magic. Was doing magic. You don't like what I've just told you. Amen. And then finally, Esther possessed favor before all who matter as far as their destiny was concerned. Esther had favor right up to your feet. There is power in the name. Miracles are you.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.